With us on the Big Yorkshire phone-in this afternoon is Nina Smith. She's from Hebden Bridge. She's the regional chair of Rail Future. How are you, Nina?
I'm fine, thank you.
I don't know if it's worth it or not. What do you reckon?
Well, it depends how you define worth it. I mean, a train gets you from A to B. When it's running properly, it gets you there sort of very smoothly, particularly if you're not in the rush hour. But of course, if you're travelling in the rush hour, your trains are overcrowded. You may not get a seat. If you're standing, it may be uncomfortably crowded. Your train may be late. Your train may have been cancelled. So I think at the moment, are these train fare rises fair? No, they're not. I think it would have been nice if the government had announced a train fare freeze across the country and made up the difference in revenue to the train companies themselves.
Did you ask them to do that, Rail Future? Did you say, please, would you just suspend this pay rise, please?
To be honest, I don't know what Rail Future's done nationally, but I mean, our policy in Yorkshire is that we want to see rail fares initially frozen, and then, to be honest, to be on a downward spiral. I mean, rail fares have been going up continuously since the middle of the noughties. They've gone up according to the retail price index, which is a higher measure than the consumer price index. So they've been going up by the maximum amount the government could squeeze out of the passenger. Until the mid-noughties, the passenger paid half of the cost of running the railway. Government policy and successive governments has been to increase that to passengers paying 3/4. The result of that is fares are becoming increasingly unaffordable. And if fares are unaffordable, it means people are less likely to use the train. They're more likely to get in their car. And of course, the more people that drive, the more congestion and the more contribution to global warming. It's interesting that the government has frozen fuel duty on cars for the last 9 or 10 years. And yet, you know, it is putting fares up on the railway. If the government is serious about tackling the climate emergency, then we have to have what's called a modal shift. People have to be encouraged to move from using their cars to using public transport, whether that's bus or train or tram.
All right, but who's going to pay then if it's not the commuter paying their season ticket or their return if they're off to Manchester, London, Edinburgh, whatever? Are you saying the government should fund that? Because it's not just, is it, about the ticket. It's about the punctuality. It's about the rolling stock. It's question marks possibly over the companies who are running these independent franchises. And then it gets down to the track and all that comes with it. Who's going to do all of that? Who's going to pay for that?
There's about 6 questions there.
I know. That's the problem, isn't it? That's the problem.
It is the problem that, you know, that there are so many people involved in running the railways. But in terms of, if we come back to the question of who's to pay for it, then we think the government should be putting more. Now, you may say, well, that's unfair on people who don't use the railways. But people who don't use the railways benefit by people using it, because the less cars are on the road, the less congestion there is for those who have to use their cars. Now, a lot of people do. And as I said before, the less contribution to carbon emissions and global warming. So for the sake of this planet, we really do have to try and get more people onto trains. And in terms of spending money, we have to electrify the railway, which is cleaner and faster and quieter and smoother. Now, yes, it will cost money, but if we as a society care about the future of the planet, we care about the quality of life, then we have to pay for it.
Thank you very much. That's Nina Smith. She's the regional chair of Rail Future, talking to me from in Yorkshire. She's talking to me from Hebden Bridge this lunchtime.